Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Austin Berg is with the Illinois Policy Institute. Just before the show, I asked him to talk to us a little bit about redistricting. You're hearing a lot about that. Have you really paid a lot of attention to the details, particularly since so much of it is about the congressional districts? I asked Austin to explain what this state redistricting is all about.
So what's been happening is, behind closed doors in Springfield, Illinois Democratic leadership has been drawing the next round of maps for our state representatives and our state senators. And on Friday night at 7 p.m., which is when you know, if you want to be really transparent and open about things, that's when you release them, when no one's paying attention. They drop the new maps for the Illinois House and Senate. And it's a real crisis of trust, I think, among Illinoisans, this issue in particular.
What do you mean?
So 75% of Illinoisans, roughly, favor an independent commission for drawing maps. They don't want politicians drawing their voters. They don't want politicians picking their voters. And yet, lawmakers turn around and do this Madigan-style map making that he did for three of the last four decades, which is behind closed doors, drawing people's houses out of their districts. And this is why Illinoisans have the lowest trust in their state government of compared with residents of any other state. It's exactly because of practices like this.
75% want an independent commission because an independent commission would presumably draw a fair map. But what is the definition of a fair map?
You want to have people's interests aligned. And I think one of the most important interests is people who are near you, right? Like people in your community. But take one of these new proposed districts, House District 34. It goes from the south side, not deep south side, like Cottage Grove, to the length of the Indiana-Illinois state border, all the way down into Iroquois County. Like the people of Auburn Gresham do not have common interests with folks worried about soybean prices. That's not fair. That's politicians picking their voters, and it is disenfranchisement.
So that guarantees that that red area will actually be a blue district. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily. I mean, those are both blue areas, but what I'm getting at is the fact that those are just because people vote blue doesn't mean that their interests are the same and what they need from Springfield is the same. Another great example, District 96. It's like this way now, and it would be if this map is approved. It connects Springfield and Decatur. I'm in Decatur right now. Decatur has very different needs than the city of Springfield. They're completely different, and yet politicians want to stay in office, and so they draw the maps this way.
You make an interesting point, though, Austin, because I thought the division, you know, the lack of common interest was along political lines, but you're making it sound a little more nuanced than that.
Yeah, it could be the industry mix, or it could be down to, like, you know, the grocery stores that you shop at. But the way that these sort of tendrils go in and out of Chicago, it really breaks up communities to political advantage. And this was not very fun fact, a sad fact. The first time a Democratic Party in a northern state was guilty in court of discrimination against minorities was when Mike Madigan drew the map in 1980. And it found that he disenfranchised black voters in Chicago by drawing them into suburban districts so he could protect his members.
Right. So I don't think disenfranchisement was the end game, but that was just an unintended consequence of his bigger picture, which was protecting Democrat office holders. And that's what this is all about, right? At the end of the day, it's, even though you make the point about different interests depending on where you live, it's about keeping Democrats in power, about retaining or capturing as many Democrat seats as they can, correct?
It's about making it easier for incumbents to win. And that's why you saw candidate Pritzker come out and say he fully supports independent maps, that he would veto any politically drawn map. He's done a complete 180 and will sign a politically drawn map, guaranteed. And that's just really sad. We have, listen to this. So we have at our flagship university, U of I, has an institute for computerized redistricting. You and I are paying for an institute to study how to do independently drawn maps that aren't politically drawn, and it's just completely ignored.
Can you describe for me one of the weirder shaped ones in Chicago or somewhere in the state? You mentioned the 95th and the 34th, I think. But is there another one that stands out as a hallmark example of all of this?
So, I mean, there's another one, District, I believe it's 76, that goes from, like, La Salle, Peru, all the way up into DeKalb County, for people familiar with that area of the state. In Chicago, there are districts that sort of go out, like, you could think of, like, the Finger Lakes, you know, almost, in New York, where it's, like, six little string beans that go out and capture certain demographics of voters to maximize seats. And people shouldn't get caught up too much in the actual shapes themselves, like, even kind of silly shapes can be warranted sometimes. There can be common interests there. The bigger problem is that when politicians are drawing the map, it's not going to be fair. It's going to be fair to politicians. It's not going to be fair to voters.
Fair to Democrat politicians.
Fair to those drawing the map, which in this case are Democrats, yes.
Yeah. Is this a preview of what is going to happen with the congressional districts, 18 down to 17?
Oh, absolutely. Those, I think, will be decided later, is what we're thinking. The constitutional requirements aren't as clear on the congressional map. But yeah, absolutely. You could see people's houses drawn out of their districts or people drawn into primaries together. I think one thing we've been hearing a lot of is, even though Illinois is only losing one congressional seat in the census, Republicans will probably lose two of their seats in Illinois.
Because they'll just, so we'll be down to 17, and instead of subtracting one Republican, say, Democrats could draw the map. So, in fact, Republicans probably won't get elected in two or three of the districts, right?
Exactly. That's right. And again, it's down to trust. When things like that happen, you can't act shocked when voters say, oh, man, this fair tax amendment sounds like they're doing something sneaky. Because there's no trust. There's things done in political interests and the interests of the most powerful people in the state and not aligned with what voters want.
The graduated income tax amendment that failed, you're talking about there.
Exactly.
By the way, you're with the Illinois Policy Institute. You are in Decatur. Why are you in Decatur today?
So we've been working with a woman in Decatur named Lisa Creason for the last 5 years, and she's one of the most amazing people in the state. When she was 19 years old, she stole money from a Subway sandwich shop cash register, and she served 1 year of prison time for that crime. She got out, turned her life around, started an anti-violence nonprofit after her fiance was killed by a stray bullet. She raised three kids by herself. She went to work as a nursing assistant, put her kids through school, and she wanted to move to a better part of Decatur, so she went to school to become a registered nurse, which pays more. She goes to school, passes all those classes with flying colors, gets out, and the state of Illinois tells her, you can't even take a test to become a registered nurse because of that crime you committed more than two decades ago as a teenager. And Lisa fought back, and we helped make a documentary about her and fight for her in Springfield. And that law was changed. I got to go to the bill signing in Decatur, and now we are producing a short film on Lisa, hoping to change those laws across the country in the states that still have them.
So she is or will work as a registered nurse?
She is currently working as a registered nurse today, and thanks to her hard work, there are hundreds of nurses in Illinois caring for COVID patients that wouldn't have otherwise.
Boy, think about that. What's the name of the movie, or how and when do we see this, Austin?
It is the untitled Lisa Creason project at this point, and I will let you know where you can see it when it's done.
Yeah, all right. Well, keep us posted on that. I'm glad to hear that much of the story, and we'll look for a fuller version of it down the road. Thanks for your time, Austin.
Thanks, John.
Austin Berg with the Illinois Policy Institute and a member of the Mincing Rascals podcast that we record and drop on Thursday.